that will be arriving, and I plan to make some sort of festive fall meal, and I think we'll just kind of go from there. So that's my plan for Halloween. Of course, I will watch my annual viewing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because I think you have to do that when you're queer and it's Halloween, or gay crima, as Big Fatty would say.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Of course, I will watch my annual viewing of the Big Fatty Horror Show.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3321 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of October 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, which happens to include...
Can you hear that? Can you guess me, Daddy? We hear it.
Hello, memory laners. Oh, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your memory laners today, because y'all, over there at the BFO today, I am going to put a picture. Well, actually, it's the show art. And it's when Big Fatty, I don't know how old I was. I'm going to guess probably about 3 or 4, maybe 4 or 5. I don't know. But y'all, it was my Halloween-y costume. And y'all, I think I was dressed as some kind of bear. Oh, Big Fatty, the grin doctor just went off. And I've got my trick-or-treat bag there and all, so y'all, you can just go over and see how cute Big Fatty was. Big Fatty, where is the barf bag?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 29th of October, y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this one person I met one time in person at a Pride 48 event, he just right in Big Fatty's wheelhouse. Big Fatty, That sounds vulgar. Well, he could probably get vulgar. But y'all, he used to be in the old days on the Pod Cubs a little show. And then he went on to other things and all. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Skeeter. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, he was vulgar. Y'all just hot. Gentlemen, and y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you know her from many little shows, y'all, she's always commenting here on the BFO, and y'all, she is one of the hosts on But First and on Survivors Ready, and she is just one of the nicest people, and I've never met her in person. Yo, she was going to come to Pride 48 down there in Nolens this year, but yes, Big Fatty, the damn COVID, it's true, preempted all that. But y'all, I am talking about none other than Sam in the Hinterlands. Oh, Big Fatty, she's a crown jewel. She is a crown jewel. And so, y'all, I don't know if Skeeter is on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but I know Sam in the Hinterlands is on the Twitty. So if you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Big Fatty, I really do need that moth bag. Gussie, y'all, our census today comes to us from Hendrik von Leipzig. Big Fatty, it almost sounds like a pig. Well, he is. He lives in Mexico in the future. He's a listener. He says, how long you been listening to the BFO? After my first Vegas, where I realized that you had a soul. Big Fatty! Okay. Y'all, his favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. No surprise there. Anything you would change, he says, give the poodle a Grammy Award. Big Fatty, I like him more every day. Never called the voice. He has called the voice letter number. He's attended a private Pride 48 event. Never used a special chair. Not yet. And as far as sharting himself, it was in 1986 in a hospital bed. And the happy music, it makes me not need that bath bag after all. Well, good. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I fixed me some supper. Let me think, what did I have? Y'all, I had some Brussels sprouts, and I had some chicken wings, so that was my supper. Y'all, then I just got in the snacky mood. Big Fatty, that's not good. You're right, it's not. And I had something else. I ate some banana chips, and then I ate some Parmesan crisp. And y'all, for some reason, those are not good for me in the evening time, because I was kind of took my go-to-bed pills and got everything ready. And y'all, that I watched The Price is Right at night. And y'all, this was their first show with the new format and setup due to the COVID. There's no studio audience, and they've pre-selected folks. I don't know if they're all... there may be a group of them backstage, and they still don't know if they're going to be on or not until their names are called. I don't know that for sure, but I think that's what it is. And y'all, that Drew Carey looks like a 49er panning for gold with his beard. But y'all, they were giving away big prizes on The Price is Right at night. And y'all, there's another version coming up next Monday. And then the new daytime versions premiere on the 16th of November on a Monday. Dear Gussie, and y'all, I will say this. Devin, the male model that was on a Monday night show, Drew Carey says, Devin, did you eat anything during the 7 months we haven't been recording? He goes, nope, all I did was work out. And y'all, he is still a lovely, just a lovely specimen. And, Dr. Stone got me to follow James O'Halloran. He is the other male model. Y'all, another perfect specimen. And y'all, he had a hot picture of him in his sports car the other day. Anyway, y'all, then after that, y'all, it was the very first ever Let's Make a Deal primetime. And y'all, that showed their new setup. There's about 12 to 15 people in the studio audience in their costumes, and then there's like 18 people on two big monitors in their homes. And y'all, they gave away lots of big prizes also. They gave away a Range Rover, and y'all, the big deal, the person didn't get it, but the big deal was Vi. Y'all, it was Vi, or the 2020 version of Vi. Y'all, the thing cost $124,000. So anyway, but I think the lady got a trip to somewhere. Big Fatty, a trip to the, I don't know what I'm going to say. Anyway, y'all, then, y'all, I had taken my new go-to-bed pill, my new sleep aid, you know, that's the saw. I took that, so I took that about 8 o'clock, and I went on, and I laid down about 10 o'clock, and y'all, I wasn't quite there yet. And so anyway, I didn't toss and turn, but I laid there and tried to go to sleep. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to get up and watch that Stephen Colbert, because he was going to have the Dr. Sanjay Gupta on. And I like the Dr. Sanjay Gupta. So I got up and I watched that, and I started watching the beginning of that James Corden, and y'all, they were playing a game called Find the Skeleton, and y'all, the band leader was going to hide a skeleton somewhere on the set. And y'all, they got ready to go to commercial break. They're gonna give away a cash prize, like Miss Bacon's cash prize for her contest. Very similar. And y'all, the man came, the band leader came out, Reggie. He came out, y'all. It was a skeleton that must have been 30 feet tall. And y'all, it was just ridiculous. But y'all, it was actually kind of funny. So anyway, if you want to see a 30-foot-tall skeleton, go watch the James Corden show. Y'all, I did hop back in the bed, and I did sleep very well once I got back in there. Y'all, in fact, I slept so well that I woke up, and y'all, it was 10:30. Or no, it was like 10:45. No, probably about 10:30. And y'all, I'm like, oh, so y'all, I got up and TT'd and washed my face and took my morning pills. Oh, yes, McCready, the morning pills. And started the coffee and went and got the newspaper and made up my bed. That's my morning routine, y'all. Y'all, do you make your bed? If you don't, shame on you. You need to get up and make your bed. It's the first accomplishment of the day. Well, Big Fatty, actually, the first accomplishment for you is waking up. Well, that's probably true. Read the paper and drank some coffee, and y'all, then I had to hop in the shower because I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, y'all, at the famous toastery. Y'all, we all had the hamburger. We were like Wimpy. We had the hamburger. The Wimpy, I'll gladly pay you to Tuesday for a hamburger today. Yes, McFaddy, I'll be around on Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. Y'all, I had the Southwest burger. You know, that's got the pico de gallo and the jalapenos and the pepper jack cheese on it. And y'all, after that, I was off to the Von Z's. Yes, McFaddy. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went over to the Von Z's. Y'all, I hadn't had bagels in a while. You know, I like the English muffins, but they had the good blueberry bakeries, not bakeries, bagels, buy one, get one free. And so I got a package of that. Y'all, I picked up a little Wesson oil. Oh, Big Fatty, you're planning a big weekend? No. Y'all, I picked up a couple of cans of the Rotel Chili Fixins. Aw, Vic Freddy just... y'all, I picked up some Rumford. Y'all, it's the Rumford Baking Powder. It was on sale, too. I didn't realize that. Y'all picked up a couple of packages of sliced mushrooms. Y'all, I like the Land O'Lakes spreads. And y'all, it's this, the one I like the most. It's olive oil and sea salt mixed in with butter, with real butter. And y'all, it's delicious, and it was on sale. Y'all, I got a container of cheese dip. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, I was so happy. You know, I told you last week the eggnog was in store, and y'all, I saw the Archway cookie display, and y'all, I couldn't resist. I had to pick up a package of the Archway Bells and Stars sugar cookies. Just love them, just love them. y'all, I picked up three bags of the garden salad, a couple of packages of the Brussels sprouts. Some sour cream. Y'all, I got me some Martha White buttermilk cornbread mix. Y'all, are you seeing where this is going? Y'all got some, another package of the French fried onions. Y'all picked up a couple of real onions. They had the tortillas. They had the tortillas on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got that. And y'all, I got the ground chuck. Y'all, they had the chili grind, which makes it a fatter grind. Y'all, it almost looks like it's about the thickness of a pencil. But I bought it in the 3-pound package and saved $4.44. And y'all, I got some little mini Sara Lee cheesecakes because I had a coupon for those. Y'all have spent $60.14, but I saved $21.34. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, I got a box of the chili. What do you call it? The chili seasoning mix. So y'all, I'm making chili for Friday at Fatty's. But y'all, I'm making it today, Thursday, because you know chili's always better the next day. So I'm gonna make it and cook it and put it in the ice box Thursday night, and then pull it out for Friday at Fatty's. Make some homemade cone bread, and y'all, it's going to be lovely. Y'all, you may have noticed that I make my chili with sliced mushrooms instead of beans. Oh, Big Fatty, that's good, because those Brussels sprouts have caused enough farting here in the villa all week long. It's true, they have. And y'all, then I got home and I did my nipple walk. It was a little sweaty today, but y'all, the weather, it is a change, and y'all. And Dr. Stone said he gets a chill when it goes below 70, but y'all, it's gonna be down in the 50s at night and upper 60s or lower 70s in the day. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Now, y'all, I'm going to be watching the finale of the Big Recap tonight, 2-hour finale. And, y'all, I'm just going to say that if the final two are Cody and Nicole, I think Cody will win. If the final two are Cody and Enzo, I think Cody will win. And if the final two are Nicole and Enzo, I think Enzo will win. But what do I know? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Laughing Buddha, the Spambaster, the BFO, and how do you plan on spending Halloween?
Of course, I will watch my annual viewing of the Big Fatty Horror Show.
Oh, yes, the Laughing Buddha loves a good horror show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.